The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating our 10th year, 7:05 today on Halloween, and Sue's in costume, and I've got to try and figure out who Sue is.
You'll never guess.
You might be surprised. Hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning, and it's...
Are you a little chilly this morning, huh?
46. In fact, it was in the 30s when I got up. Ooh, a little chill in the air. Today, we're looking for a sunny and a high near 74. North winds 3 to 5 miles an hour, dying down some. Tonight, we're looking for clear with a low around 40. Friday, sunny with a high near 78 and a low of 45. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 78 and a low of 47. Sunday, 78 and a low of 46. And on Monday, sunny, a high near 81 and a low of 47. Sunshine through next week, no rain in sight. Going to be in the high 70s throughout the next week. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans accounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
How cold did you say it was?
30.
It's 39 out there right now. Yeah. Don't pay attention to that.
Oh, okay. I looked at the wrong one because it was 34 as I was coming in. It was cold.
Yeah, it's 39 right now.
Wow.
It's cold.
It's getting cold, yeah.
I guess it's time to turn off the sprinklers.
You know, but it's cold, but it's still so windy that it's drying everything out. I had mine off, and I have hydrangeas. And hydrangeas are your first sign of you're not getting enough water. Because I went out, and my hydrangea behind the pond is like, whoa, looking like a middle of the summer. So I had to add a little water. So back on with the sprinklers again.
Hey, big shout out to REU. CEO, or director, I should say, not CEO, director, Dan Beans. He was just named to the board of directors for the American Public Power Association. The association is the voice of not-for-profit, community-owned utilities that power 2,000 towns and cities nationwide. It represents public power before the federal government to protect the interests of more than 49 million people that public power utilities serve. And the 93,000 people they employ. So, that's cool.
That is cool. We love to have our local people recognized. And not only recognized, but, you know, it's so much better for our community when they have a voice in some of these bigger national boards.
Yeah.
We have a put us on the map and pay attention to the difference that happens in rural communities and smaller communities.
Well, okay, if you want to realize how important Dan Beans is, if you live in Reading and you flip on the switch, guess what? You have electricity.
Yeah, well, I think, I always got to say that the foresight of the community to go with that utility many years ago speaks well. They did something right there because certainly those of us in PG&E land are having a little bit different song. I mean, I still have friends, as I know you do, who have been without power for a few days. We've got the all clear for Shasta County now. They're out checking all the lines. But, you know, what people have to understand is once the power goes, they get the all clear, then they got to go out and visually inspect all the lines to make sure everything's good, no trees are in the way before they flip that switch to go back on. That's very time consuming.
It's very time consuming.
3,650 square miles in Shasta County.
Well, it is, and we still have.
It takes a long time.
How many people do we have that don't have power, Sue? I know I heard you talking about this morning. Do you have it?
Who
pulled up?
I have who has been restored at this point.
Yeah.
PG&E restored power to about 196,500 customers since the blackout, and it looks
up here
like
in Northern California.
Yes, 168,500 remain without power. Counties, including Butte County, 90% restored. Glenn County, 90%. Shasta County, 67% restored. Tehama, 97% restored. And Yuba County, 54% restored.
Well, I heard that Siskiyou County is all restored. How can Siskiyou County be all restored and Shasta County only be, what, 67%?
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
The grids are different, and it's those little, those communities Shingletown and some of those little outlying places that there are a lot of people to come on. Yeah?
Palisadro.
Little pocket there and there. I mean, I'm in the city of Anderson, and I never lost my power the whole time.
But yet you had whole...
I have a backup generator that I installed just in case.
Yeah, but you also had, like, down there at the grocery mart lost theirs, that whole area down there. Mary's was having to make things happen because they lost power.
The whole community, Safeway was closed, Vittles was closed. We, for the benefit of everyone, we have the Community Resource Center in the parking lot at the Frontier Senior Center. The first round, the Frontier Senior Center had lost its power, was not open, but they had the Community Resource Center there, which is providing water and snacks, and you can go down there and charge your electronics, your phones, your cell phones, get water, get warm. They also have a water truck down there, so that you can get water for your stocks, animals.
I drove by Mighty Fine Foods out there in Bella Vista. I was teaching a class on Sunday, and I was heading to the Reading Gun Club. And so what happened was, as I drove down there, and I usually stop in at Mighty Fine Foods to get a cup of coffee, you know, then head on out to the range. I come there, it's so dark, I couldn't even see the building, and I'm looking over there, and I mean, you had to look. It wasn't one of those things like there was, you know, maybe a night light on or something. No, it was absolutely dark, and then and we couldn't even get into the range right away because the electric gate was locked.
Yeah.
And nobody, we sat there and we stared at it for a few minutes.
That didn't work.
It didn't work because electricity was gone.
I'm saying staring at it didn't
change that. Didn't work. But somebody said, okay, now we can take it apart and just open it up. I mean, we could have done that. But then somebody said they were on their way with the key. So we just all sat there and talked, chit-chatted. I drank no coffee because I had no coffee.
Forget how dark our world is until, because even, it's different than when you're in a city. And you get out in Shasta County in the evenings, and it's few and far between lights.
Yeah.
So when you turn off those few lights that are out there and or the people that are lit on the sides of the roads, it's a really dark world that we live in.
We live in a dark world. Let's go to the phones. Dave, good morning.
Hey, Carl, this is Indian Dave. I'm a little off subject this morning.
That's okay.
But to brighten your day or weekend when your power starts to come back on or when it's on, I talked to you earlier about we're going to have a yard sale and a fundraiser for Freddie.
Yes.
He is still in cognito in the rehab center and not doing all that well. But we are going to have a yard sale Friday and Saturday from 9 to 5 for Missing in America Project. At 5131 East Side Road.
Okay. And hey, is that a house or is it a...
Yes, yeah, it's a house just north of the teepee burner, and there's going to be signs and people there and everything. So,
okay. Give the address one more time.
5131 East Side Road.
Hey, Sue, get that down so I can put it on Facebook today, please. That's 5131 East Side Road. It's going to be a fundraiser for Missing in America Project, but for Dave's... Salante, who...
Fred.
I'm sorry,
Salante,
not Dave. Fred Salante. I know, when I was saying it, I'm saying this is wrong. I've got part of this wrong. Fred Salante.
I have a relationship, but not that much.
Yeah, I know. Fred was the founder of MIAP,
too. I want to talk to you about the power situation, the winds. We went to Morro Bay this week, Sunday we left.
Uh-huh.
And the winds were, you know, everybody was saying, well, the winds aren't bad, and blah, blah, blah. And they weren't until we hit Corning or Red Bluff. And then we got to Sacramento, and I want to tell you, the winds were so bad that it was just like fog. We could not see the road. The dust was so bad. Sacramento south, Stockton, and then we went over to the foothills, and it cleared up. But it was terrible. The traffic jammed up. We had to stop in the traffic. You know, I mean, it's spooky to stop in the middle of traffic. But
oh yeah, you know what? When you see these things, when you have these dust storms like that, people slow down or they stop because they can't see. And then
exactly.
And other people are driving at 70 miles an hour or 100. And okay, well, let, you know, from what you know, the they just had the announcement that Redding set a wind record for October. For the sustained winds for October. And there was a couple of nights when I was outside, you know, with the, you know, just walking around outside at night, and the wind was blowing so hard, it was hard to keep your eyes open, you know, because it was blowing stuff all around.
I looked out my front window one night when it was really ripping up there, and I've got a lot of leaves that circulate around my neighborhood, and it was like I was in a wind tunnel. The leaves were just, I mean, I should have taken a picture of it. It's solid. I couldn't see the street for the wind just whirling and the leaves whirling in my yard.
That's well. Spooky. We looked outside our door that evening, Saturday night, and, of course, we're close to the river edge, and one of the trees, it was completely dark, but one of the trees, it must have been a two-footer at least, came down, and you could hear it breaking through the trees back there and cracking, and it was just because the wind was so horrific.
What did it do to your homeless camps down there?
Yeah, we didn't blow any away, but, you know.
Just wondering.
We were gone until yesterday, but I heard there was a fire down here, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they had a fire. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Dave, well, I'm going to put out that address for the yard sale, and Fred Salante is the guy that started the Missing in America project, which has gone national,
yes,
of course.
He did.
And
yes, it is.
He's not in very good shape right now.
Yeah. He's not doing all that great. We're still hanging in there, and, of course, PGR is helping out
yeah,
a lot and doing a lot of services, and we appreciate that, still doing that. Are they going to have a stand-down this weekend?
Last weekend, buddy.
Last weekend.
Okay. I didn't know for sure with the winds if they were going to get it.
Yeah, but you know what? They had less people there. I was out there Friday, but they couldn't tell if it was because of weather or if it was just, you know, maybe this is helping, you know. So,
yeah,
but there,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
still a lot of people out there, a lot of people. Okay,
well, thank
buddy.
Thank you so much for what you guys do. We appreciate you, and thanks for everything.
Well, we appreciate you too.
Thanks
Dave.
For calling in about
thanks,
the art.
Dave. Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by... Hey, okay, now, Trish, don't run away here. I'm talking Sleep Number. And Sleep Number. Okay, now, last night the World Series was on. Okay.
Okay.
But also Thursday night football.
Okay.
See, and Sleep Number has partnered up with the NFL to be their sleep and wellness partner there. And it is the thing about Sleep Number is, as you know... You adjust the bed so that you sleep so well. And they've got the 360 smart beds that adjust to you when you move at night. But I'm thinking is they need to have classes on this bed because mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins in the Cleveland or the is it Cincinnati or Cleveland? I think it's Cincinnati. They've not won a game all year, mm-hmm. okay? Not one. They've been trounced. I think that one of them scored 13 points in one game, and it was a huge thing. They carried their quarterback around on their shoulders. I think that they're sleeping at the wrong sleep number.
Think?
I think their sleep number should probably be zero to make it nice and soft and comfortable for them so that they can be surrounded by you know, love there. And they're probably sleeping at 90 because they think they're tough, but they're, you know, they're getting it handed to them every week. So I think there ought to be a class on it, like, you've been on your sleep number for
16, 17 years.
Yeah, and Linda and I have had ours for at least 5 years, maybe 6 years, and we sleep perfectly.
I think the importance, a good night's rest, because when you go to sleep, you should be able to stay asleep and get good, solid sleep right till morning. And that's what happens when I lay down on my sleep number bed.
It allows
I'm set at 55.
My sleep number setting 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 45. She's already told me she'll be back today, and she says I just don't sleep at night down here. It's just, you know, the beds are different,
yeah.
And but you can experience that great quality, and you can get your own bed, the Sleep Number 360 Smart bed, and find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep, and you can save up to $400 on a select Sleep Number 360 Smart bed, the kind that Tom Brady sleeps on. You know, Tom seems to have found the right
setting. He's got his right number setting, I think.
That's right. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there. Tell them Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. And try out one of their beds. You won't be sorry. 7:19 in the morning, about 39 degrees. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Looking in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did
the monster mash.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shining Care presents a free lunch and learn, safety and care planning for aging life. Learn about and be prepared. It's crucial to have a long-term care plan and a complete advanced health care directive. Learn from the experts at Shining Care and medical home care professionals. Hear from RPD and the Ombudsman about fraud, elder abuse, risk for safety. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Oakmont of Reading on October 31st from noon to 1:30 p.m. at Reading City Hall. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, 1983 graduate of West Valley High School and proud Cottonwood native. After 22 years of service, I'm proud to represent Northern California veterans and our legacy of service to our country and community. Let's take a moment to reflect on the sacrifices made throughout the world by our veterans and their families who support them at home.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks our veterans for their service. United in care.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Come on in the Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here at the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air, your newspaper of the airwaves. I'm just keep going like this. Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. Hi, Trish. 39 degrees.
Yeah, nippy out there. It was 34 when I first looked when I got in the car. I went, whoa, that's really too cold for me.
But it's going up to 74 today.
Yeah.
You know? So, hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. If you listen to our ads for them, They've got Toyo water heaters, Toyo and house heaters, monitor heaters, and Toyo water heaters. Now, think about this. If you have kerosene, you got hot water, and you've got a hot house. And they've got great deals on these. You can save money on it. They, as long as you have the kerosene, which they deliver on a real regular basis, you're going to have heat or, you know, or oil. You're going to have heat and hot water in your house. You may not have other things on, but you'll have that.
And if you're not on a well, that'll do you some good.
There you go. And SST Oil. Been in the business right here in town for over 52 years. Got a great reputation, and they are super people down there. You can give them a call at 241-1167. Do you watch baseball at
No.
all? Okay. I've only got a couple comments. I don't watch baseball, but I do watch the World Series. And it was against the Washington Nationals, which has been a baseball team since 1969. Started up, they were in the Montreal. We were that Montreal. Remember when Montreal had a team?
Yes.
Then they moved down, I guess, to Washington. And they've been kind of like always in the second division in this. Well, this year they won the National League. And they went up against the Houston Astros, who I guess were World Series champions a couple years ago. And so, you know, the Nationals weren't given a chance. So they start off down in Houston and win the first two games. Then they go back into Washington, their hometown. They lose three in a row.
Whoa.
And they've got, I mean, it wasn't close. They just hammered them. And then they go back down to Houston. And they won the night before last. And then they played last night. And it was 3-3. I mean, 3-3. And all of a sudden, you know, you kind of thought that Houston had it there. It was 2-0. And the pitcher was just kind of gliding along there. Pitch, you know, out, pitch, out. And then home run from one of the Washington players. Well, it ends up the Washington Nationals won the World Series.
Wow.
And they beat them like 6-2. Well, it's the first, I think, the first World Series where every game was won by both teams away from home. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, of course Washington Nationals won on the road. Because whoever gets anything done in Washington? I mean, you know how hard it is to play in the swamp there? I mean, look at Congress. Look what Congress is doing right now to our country. They all live in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Look what, you know, look what comes out of that place. You know, there's only one place that's a little bit stranger, and that's Sacramento. But at least Sacramento has... Well, okay, I mean, I don't know what it has, but it doesn't have
nothing.
It has nothing. It has wind, according to Dave.
Hopeless.
Okay, so I tied this into, you know, the Nationals win the World Series away from Washington, D.C., because that's where the action happens. That's where things can happen, is away from Washington, D.C. And I'm watching this impeachment fiasco, and I truly feel like it is a fiasco. When Clinton was impeached, the Democrats had a lot to say about it. They were able to call witnesses. The president's counsel was there. Same thing when Nixon went started. Now, they've come up with, you can't bring in other witnesses, you can't bring in other evidence.
You can't ask questions, and if you do ask a question, then Schiff is there acting like an attorney and tell them, nope, no, they're answering those questions. And a lot of the meetings, you said, last Thursday, you said that the Republicans were in all the meetings, and that's not exactly true. They're not in all the meetings. They have some secret meetings going on that just Democrats are doing.
Well,
and then they have the meetings that they have with both sides, but they're not letting anybody else in. And the whole thing is not kosher.
And then the witnesses, it looks like the whistleblower is a guy that's worked at the White House.
I'm not sure there is a whistleblower.
Well,
I think
that's
Schiff
who they're trying to say is that. You know, and he's worked with Biden and all these others. But the Lieutenant Colonel that came in and said he was upset by what was being said. Not that it was illegal, but it just upset him. And some people took a shot at him and called him a traitor and all these things. But that's wrong. You can honor his service, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't have an agenda. You know, not every Lieutenant Colonel is created equal here. It doesn't say that there's not an agenda on his side. And because he didn't feel comfortable with it doesn't mean that it's illegal. It just means that he's uncomfortable with it, and this is what he said. And they asked him that. Did you hear anything that, you know, and, well, no, but, you know, I didn't think it should be done this way. You're a lieutenant colonel in the Army, okay? I mean, I was lieutenant colonel in the Marine Corps. I had all the clearances, went to a lot of high-level meetings. I didn't know everything. It wasn't me.
Nor
making
should
those
you.
And,
nor and, should and that's the whole point of this whole – they have nothing. They had nothing throughout the Russian investigation. They still have nothing. And you can't believe what they say, that even what the testimony is, because they keep leaking little pieces of what the testimony is. And they don't share the 98% of the testimony that they're getting in these meetings, which is good for Trump. They share the 2% and they make it up that's not good for Trump. So you can't. You can't believe anything you're hearing about what's coming out of these meetings.
Yeah. Well, hey, look, we got to take a quick break. It's 7:30 in the morning. It's like 39 degrees out there, clear. It's going to go up, like I said, to about 74 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. That's another company you ought to be thinking about for your propane. They deliver everywhere. They've got great attitudes. It's a better-known business, and it's Shasta Gas Propane. You know, I want to remind everybody today at 12 o'clock at Reading City Hall, Safety and Care Planning for Aging Life. And this is put on by Shining Care. They're going to have classes there. You get a free lunch. And it's a free event to go to. It's importance of advanced directives and how to prepare. That isn't just for that just isn't for seniors. That's everybody. I mean, how many instances do we see where we've lost somebody that's in their 30s from car wrecks or whatever? You have to plan out what's going to happen with your family. How to know when safety and well-being are at risk. Long-term care system and options for advanced care planning, and fraud and elder abuse risk and prevention techniques, and that's being put on by Investigator Boone from the Reading Police Department. All of these things are going to happen today between 12 and 1:30. See if you can get down there to the Reading City Hall for this. Oakmont of Reading is providing lunch. Shining Care is putting this on for people. 7:32 in the morning, 39 degrees, going up to 76 today. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! There's something weird, and it don't look good. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process.
We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Football is life. Get in the game. Catch your favorite team on any screen inside Elements. Score more on our stadium snack menu. Half off during the game. Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard. Win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at WindRiver.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, back to our show.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the certified by the Joint Commission on strokes as an advanced primary stroke facility, comprehensive treatment for stroke caring, their emergency room. You can be in and out of there in 30 minutes, which is unusual by at any means. By
if you're going to be seen in 30 minutes, yeah, is unusual.
Yeah. You're going to be seen in 30 minutes, and they can get you out of there. They're going to, you know, you're going to be, they're guaranteeing that you're going to be seen in 30 minutes, but be out of there in less than an hour. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, plus all the other things they're doing. They have a separate ward for the 5150s that have wandered our streets. I don't see as many anymore because those are people that can harm themselves or harm others. And they've got a special ward for them that they can hold them there for 72 hours, get them back on their meds, get them stabilized, and move them, you know, to another spot. All this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's go to the phones. Charles.
Yes. Earlier you were talking about the Soviet-style tribunal.
Otherwise known as a impeachment hearing?
So-called impeachment proceeding, which is not.
Not.
You know, witnesses being interviewed, which will probably not be interviewed again. And so how are you going to cross-examine witnesses which are no longer able to be? I mean, you know, what are you going to do with evidence that is not really admissible in any normal court of law, et cetera? I mean, you know, the whole thing is a sham.
Well, the thing about it is that since the day that Trump was elected, the media and the Democrats have wanted to overthrow this election. I mean, that's the bottom line. Let's just overthrow the election and get rid of Trump because he won and he wasn't supposed to win. We were all wrong. All the media, the big media outlets, they were all wrong. Everybody that laughed at Trump, including Obama, I mean, literally laughed at him, made him a butt of jokes years ago, said that him being president was crazy, goofy, it'll never happen. Look at, here's Hillary Clinton. And the only people that disagreed with him was the people.
The people.
The people. And so he was elected. And they go, oh, well, you know, but the popular vote went to her. They've never been able to handle this because Trump doesn't do things the way they want him to do it. He doesn't speak the way they want him to speak. He's not one of those that turns the other cheek at all. And so since then, they have tried to get rid of him. So they've had the Russian thing. As we've found out, though, you know, through a variety of sources, is that after it was over, after 2 years, $25 million and 40 FBI agents, there was nothing there. So now what do we have? We have
Stormy Daniels.
And we have Stormy Daniels, who has taken it back also. And so what do we have here? What we have here is a phone call that he has released the transcripts on. And they're saying that he should be punished for this, but what about, you know, and this is kind of like a child's argument, but what about Joe Biden? He bragged in the press that he put pressure on them. They weren't going to get $1 billion in military aid unless they fired the prosecutor that just happened to be going after the company his son worked for.
And it really isn't a valid argument because Joe Biden actually did, we have him on tape, exactly what they're accusing Trump of, and he did not do it.
Yeah.
Because there was no quid pro quo.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of reminds me of the drug dealer who gets mad at the cops for investigating him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's happening.
And then somehow trying to persuade the legislature that this is somehow, you know, an impeachable offense to investigate somebody who's committed a crime.
No,
let's not forget that mutual assistance treaty that was signed 20 years ago.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that if you're going to impeach him, then vote to impeach him. Let's throw it all out there on the – let's throw it out on the table. Let's do it. Instead, they come up and they want to vote about, well, should we continue in asking questions and all this? But then it's also – and other things. Well, what are the other things? You know, supposedly it was what was going on with Ukraine. Oh, now we want to look at other things, too. You know, the bottom line on this is the American people don't, you know, if you look at any of the polls, they don't want him impeached. You know, the battleground states emphatically don't want this to go on. So if you're going to do it, if I was Trump, I'd say, go on, impeach me.
In fact,
impeach me now, take your vote, and let's go and let's let it go. I want my lawyers here. I want to be able to ask questions. Impeach me. I ask you to impeach me because that's the only way that this is going to be open and in front of the people of the United States. And I guarantee you the Democrats don't want that to happen.
Well, Pelosi actually said that's what she was going to do. She came out again. Oh, well, Thursday we're going to vote. We're going to have an impeachment vote. We're going to do it. And she comes out and says that. And then about 10 minutes later she said, well, it's not actually an impeachment vote.
It's really
just kind of we're going to lay down what kind of questioning we're going to do.
What kind of rules.
I think there's no question that they know that the impeachment is not going to succeed, even if they're able to get the vote and impeach him in the Congress. When they go to the Senate, they are not going to get that accomplished. I don't think they want to get there because this is the only platform they have for the election. They don't have a candidate. They don't have a platform to run on. They can't run on the economy. You can't say, are you better off now than you were? Yeah, you are. So they have nothing to run on except the impeachment. Got to keep that before the eyes of the public, and that's what they need to vote on.
He took out ISIS. Well, he took out the head of ISIS, Baghdadi. He took out the number two guy in ISIS. Of course, the media and the Democrats
they're
don't.
Honoring
don't, yeah.
the, they're saying, oh, well, he was a religious guy.
Washington Post, religious scholar, dead at 46. The Washington Post was so wrong, they had to pull that after about 30 minutes because of the uproar on that and include in there that he was a terrorist leader.
Oh, yeah, they got bit on that.
Yeah. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Charles. Hey, I want to talk about an event coming up, and it's an important event. It's called Laughing Lungs, and what it is it's raising money and awareness for lung cancer, the 11th Annual Lung Affairs. It's going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on November 9th. It's going to start at 3 p.m. They're going to have stand-up. They're going to a guy by the name of Stephen B., who's opened up for Weird Al and Michael Bolton and Julio Iglesias. He's got over 30 years of experience, silent auctions. All types of things are going to be happening there. Tickets are $15, and they're available at the door. But for more information, call Pace Cancer Center at 247-1425 or Pulse Urgent Care at 722-1111. November 9th, event starts at 3 p.m. Doors open at 2 p.m. Linda and I'll be there. We've got that day on the 9th, we've got the parade that we're announcing. The Shasta County, or I'm sorry, the City of Shasta Lake Veterans Parade has over 100 entries. And get there before 10 o'clock, my friends. If you get there at 6, you can have breakfast over at the firehouse. And then at 10 o'clock, the parade starts. Like I said, it's the largest parade north of Fresno, Veterans Day Parade. It's got everything in it. It's a great time. And then so many things going on that night, on the 9th. And then the 10th is the Marine Corps Ball. Marine Corps Ball still has a couple of tables, I think, open. Almost every one of them is 300 people. They're almost all filled up. But if you want to go to the Marine Corps Ball, give Mike Gutierrez a call or give me a call here at 605-4565, and I'll put you on to where you get your tickets at. It's a great time. It's the Marine Corps 244th birthday. It's at Wind River. The tickets are $35, but that includes music and dancing and dinner and watching the parading of the cake, all the pomp and circumstance, Marines in uniforms, the oldest and youngest Marine, all of this stuff. It's a great time. So let's take a break, 7:45 in the morning. It's 39 degrees out there, going up to 74. And it's the 31st of October, Halloween.
Halloween.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on Halloween Day, 7:49 in the morning, 39 degrees out there, going up to 76 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And River Commons is bringing us this portion of the show. Worry less, smile more. It's like having your own tiny cruise ship. If you've had enough of wind and no power and all these other things, go to River Commons Seniors Living. It's your meals are taken care of. They welcome pets. They're very pet friendly there. It's a great place to be. The people enjoy being there. And if you want a personalized tour, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Just some tips for Halloween safety. You know, the little gremlins are going to be out tonight. When you're driving, slow down in the residential neighborhoods. Slow down. Be alert. Parents, put reflective tape or have things that are reflective tape on your kids so people can see
them. Light on.
Yeah. See if have them carry flashlights or glow sticks so they can be seen by the drivers. Make sure it's the right size, you know, so it's not too big so they don't trip and fall and hurt themselves. If you're driving, get rid of your distractions while you're getting home. You know, put the phone down because those little guys and girls could go come darting out. They get away from their parents for a second and they want to run. And it'll be happening probably. Most people are finished up by 9 o'clock, but it starts around 5:30. If you want to have trick or treaters there, have your lights on. If you don't, leave them off. And most parents will, they'll honor those things and won't send kids up to a dark house.
Right.
So let's go to the phones. Nick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hi, Trish.
Good morning.
Hey, you'll remember about a month ago when you hosted on Monday morning, I called up and told you about a contest I'm holding.
Yes.
There's been some changes in it. I'm offering a $25 grand prize to the person who comes up with the best accomplishment Leonard Modi has accomplished for Shasta County since he's been a supervisor for 11 years. And it'll be judged at the Patriots meeting, which is 2570 South Bonneview every Monday night at 6. We haven't got anybody that's come up with an accomplishment.
No nominations yet, huh?
No, Mark Kent has thrown in $25, so now it's $50.
Okay.
And if we don't get something by the end of November, we're going to call the contest off and maybe run something else. But I want people to remember that things don't get better by chance. They get better by change. And things haven't got better for quite a while. In fact, they've gotten worse. So I hope somebody can come up with an accomplishment.
And, Nick, do we have a candidate in District 2?
We do. We have Dale Ball, and he does have some accomplishments, although he never got paid for them, and he's gotten very little recognition, in my opinion, for the cleanups he's done for Shasta County.
Yeah, he's...
And, I think it's time for people to start looking at our incumbents and see if they have done us a good job.
You know, and this is true, Nick, in all levels. We vote by rote. We don't pay attention and look back on what those people have done while they've been in office. And that's our opportunity to judge them and evaluate what they've done in the time in office. And we have that responsibility and need to take it seriously.
Well, you know what I've noticed in the Reading area, Shasta County area, pretty much whoever has their name up the most on the side of the road gets elected.
That's pretty much it because first off, I go through my little song and dance every time. about 50% of the eligible voters are actually registered to vote, and then about 30% of the ones that are registered go to the polls and vote. We get the kind of government we deserve because we won't go and use our responsibility to vote.
You know, November 3rd, we're having the primary vote, and we could Dale Ball, if he could get a majority, he could win it right there outright.
That's right.
And I think that is a feasibility as long as we bring it to people's attention. They need to get up there and vote, you know. Complaining doesn't get you anywhere.
No, but change does. You're absolutely right.
You know, it's funny how and there's in Leonard Modi's district, there's one person running against him. And you get into Steve Morgan's district, there's five people running.
To that more active community.
Yeah.
When you have an incorporated city in the district, that makes a difference as well, because there is more involvement with other things along with the county government. But
I need to correct you, Carl. I see on the side of Vitelli Lane at Russell Hunt's house that he's running.
Yeah, but is he in that? Oh.
Which district is he in?
Oh. Tell me it's not so. Tell me it's not so. Okay.
Well, I think maybe he wants to split the vote.
You think Modi's paying him off?
That could be.
Leonard, come on. Don't do that. Okay, hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nick. I want to remind everybody, Carl, that this is the first Sunday of the month coming up, and we have the breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center.
The best gravy in the world.
Best gravy and biscuits and gravy in the world. I mean, you just got to come down for that. But also, the Anderson Police Chief does the coffee with the chief on a regular basis down there. He's going to be doing that at the breakfast at 9 o'clock. He's going to be there with Facebook Live, and you're going to ask him all about everything that's going on. And also, the fire chief is going to be there with an update on this whole PG&E shutdown thing and where we're at with that and where it's going. So lots of stuff going on. They're going to be at the breakfast at 9 o'clock. The breakfast is from 8 to 11. Invite you all to come down and take best breakfast, and it's part of what we do to support the Frontier Senior Center.
There you go. Hey, a lot of things going on in here. You know, we had you hate to see it, but, you know, a young woman, 20 years old, was found dead down there behind the Viking Skate Center.
Yeah.
Well, they picked up the guy they think did it, and he's admitted it. So I don't know if you use alleged after he says he did it, but he had all the evidence, unless it's the President
of the United States.
Yeah, unless it's the President of the United States, then he's guilty. No, you know, Sue's really good at this because she uses the word alleged all the time. Well, I have a problem using alleged when the guy admits it. So as far as I'm concerned, he said he did it. He's no longer alleged. He's the murderer. But she was 20 years old, and they're trying to figure this out, why it happened. It was an altercation, and I'm sure it had something to do with drugs. You know, I mean, I don't know for sure. I shouldn't say that, but I would allegedly believe that that it had something to do with drugs, but an altercation where he killed her and brought her there. He just kind of discarded the body there. I mean, it's when you see things like that.
20 years old.
But a lot of these killings we have around. You know, and not a lot because we don't have that many. But when you have a murder like this or a shooting or a homicide, they usually pick them up in a day or two. This isn't like, you know, a serial killer that kills one, drops them off, and kills another one, and you have no idea who does it. They know who, they usually catch them in a day or two. And the person usually goes, yeah, I did that. I was under the influence.
And then they drag it on and on, and they end up with a plea bargain, and we never know exactly what happened.
Well, you know, this,
down the line,
they had this. Anyway, he's being held by in $1 million bail. Now there was this is alleged. There was a man driving his car allegedly under the influence that killed somebody down on Hilltop, and he's in jail with a $750,000 bond or bail to get before he can get out. And this is one that it's not just a tragedy that whoever he hit died, because that's a tragedy. But this is, we don't know who this guy is. I mean, does he have a family? And I'm talking about the driver. Has he got a family? Did he have a business? Did he work? He's in jail. Is he, you know, is that over? Is he going to go to prison?
Yeah.
Because he was drunk, allegedly drunk, when he hit somebody. Or allegedly under the influence when he hit somebody. and this is such a tragedy that does not have to happen. And, you know, we talk about taking away those guns because they can kill somebody. I mean, you would think that there's something you could put on a car that you have to, you know, in which you can if you have to push the buttons.
You know, I want to just put one more quick thing before we go to the break.
Sure.
And that is that I really want to caution people about this work zone between Anderson and Reading and that 45-mile-an-hour that's irritating everybody so badly. There are people out there. They're standing there. They have no helmets on. They have a helmet on. They have no shield. They have nothing.
Nothing.
Think about they're down there. They're down on the ground. They're picking up, doing wires and what have you. When you're going through a work zone, I mean, I'm the biggest offender sometimes of going fast. If I'm in the middle of Nevada, man, I can hit the speed limit like crazy. But if you're in a work zone, pay attention. These people's lives are at stake. They have families. They got to go home. Please slow down.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Renee Perez, World Director, will be with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This is not any cause for any glee or comfort.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the floor of the House this morning as lawmakers debate a Democratic resolution that lays the groundwork for the presidential impeachment process. It's a process that Republicans label a politically motivated sham. Oklahoma's Tom Cole.
Today's resolution sets forth a process for impeaching the President of the United States. It's not a fair process. It's not an open process. It's not a transparent process. But instead, it's limited and a closed process with a preordained outcome.
And the White House chiming in.
In the words of Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, the resolution confirms that the House Democrats' impeachment has been an illegitimate sham from the start. She says the resolution allows a new round of hearings, but without any due process for the president. And Mr. Trump tweets, this impeachment nonsense is just a continuation of the witch hunt hoax that has been going on since before the 2016 election. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Despite a tentative deal to end the Chicago teacher strike, the teachers not back in their classrooms yet. Their union wants Mayor Lori Lightfoot to commit to making up school days lost to the strike. The mayor says no way.
I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and ensure children are back in their classrooms.
Firefighters battling two fires in the inland region east of Los Angeles as strong winds persist. The San Bernardino County Fire Department says 490 homes, 1,300 people under evacuation orders. At least four homes have been destroyed. Also a fire burning in neighboring Riverside County. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red. The Dow down 170 points, and the S&P is off 17. The NASDAQ down 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
U.S. authorities have a deal with a fugitive financier from Malaysia, under which he gives up millions in assets, including a Beverly Hills hotel and a private jet.
The whereabouts of the fugitive billionaire, Jolo, remain unknown, and yet he was able to strike a deal with the U.S. Justice Department through his lawyers. He'll hand over $700 million worth of assets linked to the 1MDB corruption scandal, which saw billions of dollars go missing from Malaysia's state investment fund. However, in a statement issued through his lawyers, Mr. Low said the settlement reached with the U.S. government doesn't constitute an admission of guilt, liability, or any form of wrongdoing. He still faces charges in Malaysia and the U.S. linked to money laundering and bribery.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. A fire aboard a moving passenger train in Pakistan. At least 71 passengers on board that train were killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Starting next year, Ford's redesigned vehicle models will allow software updates over the Internet or through cell phone connections.
The company says every model will be equipped with the technology as they are redesigned. This will reduce visits to dealers for service and even some computer-related recall repairs. Once completed, Ford will join electric car maker Tesla in having over-the-air software updates across its model lineup. Owners will be able to opt into the program and get updates over their home wireless network at no cost. The cost for cellular updates has not been announced. John Scott reporting.
The boards of Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot are hitting the gas on plans to merge the two companies. That would create the world's fourth largest automaker with enough scale to confront the new era in mobility. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 172 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air here, and we have been. It's hard for us sometimes to grasp that we've done 10 years here. But it's been a lot of fun. And it's here today, October the 31st. It's Halloween, so be careful out there. There's going to be little kids and older kids wandering the streets with their cute little pumpkin baskets to pick up goodies. So be careful out there. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, who is in costume as one of the wicked stepsisters in Cinderella.
I am. You know, I call her Cindy. My name is Myrtle. I don't get a lot of advertisement. Yeah. And, so she stole my shoes. I'm telling you, to this day, Cinderella stole my shoes. And so, yeah.
It should have been you.
It should have been me.
Should have been you. And, of course, Trish Clark is here with me on Thursdays because she's my girl on Thursdays.
I love Thursday morning.
We
absolutely
love you being here.
All right, so it's 40 degrees in downtown Reading. It was a bit chilly this morning, 34 when I got up. Ooh. It'll be 74 today at a low of 40. Tomorrow we're looking for a high of 78, a low of 44. On Saturday, a high of 78 again, a low of 47. And on Sunday, 78 and 48. No rain in sight. The winds have subsided a little bit, and we're not looking for any more red flag warnings for a little while, but going to hang right around the high 70s and low 80s through next week. No rain, as I indicate. So ooh, be careful. The fire danger is still out there. Be aware of what you're doing. No throwing cigarettes out the car and watch those chains. And
we can still burn.
We can burn just in a heartbeat. So please be careful. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, by the way, I was out, Ted Lighty and I were out Tuesday. We were sighting in our rifles and, we couldn't shoot Tuesday. The wind was blowing so hard that it wouldn't have, you know, we were trying to get kind of precise because we're going to go to a precision rifle school. And so you're trying to sight it in, and it's just the wind was blowing so hard. And then Reading Gun Club shuts down at noon on any day because of the wind danger, and they don't want to have any chance of fires out there.
You've got to just be aware. I mean, people think, oh, it's October, we're okay, but it's little spot fires are starting. They had a couple of incidents. The good news is that we had a couple of firebugs that were lighting some fires around here that have been apprehended and put behind bars just recently. That's kind of good news.
That's always good news.
But we just need to be really, really careful, especially around these homeless camps. We are still in the middle of, we can go into a big fire at any minute, and it's going to be hard to stop with these winds.
Homeless camps are, no matter what you say about the homeless camps, the danger right there is fires. They have fires there, and it's getting cold at night. and they're trying to stay warm or they're trying to cook. But when that wind blows, it could take out a whole neighborhood real quick.
And one other thing I just want to point out that was brought forward with this power outage is the generators that people are starting, if they're using generators, remember that they need to be cleared, a good big clearance around them. Don't sit them close to houses.
Don't put them in a house. Pass,
and don't put them in the house.
No.
They belong outside.
Don't, you know what? Don't even put them in the garage. They've got to be, really well ventilated.
Absolutely.
Right.
Keep safe.
Hey, before we start, let's have Terry on real quick because our guest is sitting here, and I've been waiting to get him on for a couple months. Terry, good morning.
Hey, buddy. I apologize. I couldn't hear what was going on, and I fielded a few phone calls. But I wanted to throw this out there real quick, and I'm not sure if it's in the purview of your guest or not. But this deal with the $500,000 that City Council wants to be giving to Turtle Bay, I got several phone calls on this morning even, and I don't know why that happened, but I got them. And basically what's going on here is, why is Jake Mangus even involved in this? Why is Jake Mangus messing around the Chamber of Commerce with our taxpayer money, number one? Number two, why is the Chamber of Commerce supporting candidates and endorsing candidates? Are they a lobbying group? And number three, when the Chamber of Commerce lobbied for the last tax we had that, oh, by the way, failed something like 62-35, when that particular tax was out there, Jake Mangus had made the statement that he had contacted people in the Chamber of Commerce, that the people in the Chamber of Commerce had voted by a margin of around 70% to agree with raising the tax, which failed. However, the real deal was, is he sent it out to 700 businesses. Only 617 did not reply. Out of the 83 that did reply, those businesses, around 70% of those businesses were supportive of it, and he gave that as the entire Chamber of Commerce vote.
Okay, but Terry, I'm gonna just point out two things. The Reading Chamber of Commerce has always endorsed in elections for as long as I've been around this area. They have always supported candidates, number one. And number two, you just pointed out exactly what happens with the vote in the United States. Eligible voters, those who take the opportunity to register, and those that turn in their votes are the ones that are counted, and that's how we make our decisions.
Yeah, he based that on 47 votes out
okay,
of 700.
Okay, Terry, that's just exactly how people get elected to the United States to be president.
There you
Why
go.
Are we letting them do that here?
I know.
But still,
I'm
okay,
just saying,
and the other thing, the next time they brought up another tax initiative, the Chamber of Commerce was thoroughly against it, which is why it never got after what had happened in the first time. The reason the Chamber of Commerce got involved in this, and I'm just telling you why they got involved in this, they brought up things, they wanted to know ways of moving Reading forward. And our next guest is one of the ways of moving Reading forward. And they had, I don't know, 70, 80, ideas. And this was in the top 10, and this one from the board of the Chamber of Commerce said that we think that this is a good idea.
Well,
that's how that happened.
Reading forward.
But the thing about it is it still comes down to the City Council. They're the ones that have to do it. You know, I have great ideas, and you have great ideas, and maybe if we got them, if they thought they were great ideas, they'd move forward with them. So
that's why we elect those five people, and we have to live with their decisions.
So, I'm not holding, I think Jake is out there is working hard, but he's right. And he admit, you know what, Jake was really upfront about that. He only had, 80 people return out of 700. But out of that group, most of them said, yeah, we think this is a good idea. So, anyway, I don't think that they're going to – I think they are not going to get involved again on something. And as far as endorsing people, well,
they always have done that.
They've always done that. I think they laid off one election.
Well, the first time they voted on a Board of Supervisors was back in the 80s, late 80s, and I was one of the first candidates at the Reading Chamber of Commerce – supported that was not in the city of Reading. So I know.
Okay, Terry. Hey, we got to run, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
You know what? I've got Rene Perez here, and he's driven all the way in from far, far away. How long did it take you to get here today?
About 40 minutes. I'm only in Cottonwood, so it's not.
Do you have power?
I do now.
You do now? Did it come back on? Rene Perez is a. I like to call him my friend. But I got to
Absolutely.
Know. Well, I got to know Rene because somebody came in here and told us about movies that was working with you, and Casey, And that's how I got to meet. That's how I got to meet Renee. There's a big story here. And here's a guy, when we talk about moving Reading forward and putting Reading on the map, and this man's doing it, but a lot of people don't know that. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us a segment. And Ginny Maxwell has been kicking butt out there on getting fire insurance for people.
And
they've had them canceled.
Right now.
You know, give Judy a call. You're having problems with any type of your insurance. She is like the, and I hate to say this, but she's kind of like the wizard of insurance when as far as finding, you know, finding home insurance and fire insurance for people that have had it canceled. She's been in the business since 1993, and not only does she do insurance, she also has financial assistance there or financial advice, and her business keeps growing. She's, you know, there it's all under one roof, but in two different divisions there, because they are giving great advice, not only in insurance, but your financial well-being. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call at 221-0441. Going to take a quick break, 8:15 in the morning, and be right back with Renee Perez.
I sure got it.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them.
It's Customer Appreciation Month with some of the best deals of the year on the cars and SUVs Redding loves to drive.
Gas prices are ridiculous right now. Drive a 2019 Kia Niro CUV, get an estimated 50 miles per gallon, and receive $1,500 in Kia customer cash. That's a customer appreciation deal.
Or how about a super affordable 2020 Kia Sportage with all-wheel drive? Winter's coming, and if you want to go anywhere, on-road or off, this is your SUV. Get your best price and $2,000 Kia customer cash at Redding Kia.
And every Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, the best in the business. Warranty's a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Sale ends 10/31/2019. Billy is the marketing manager for Redding Kia.
For the vehicles Northern California loves to drive, nobody does it better than Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, 418 East Cypress, RedingKia.com.
Shining Care presents a free lunch and learn, safety and care planning for aging life. Learn about and be prepared. It's crucial to have a long-term care plan and a complete advanced health care directive. Learn from the experts at Shining Care and medical home care professionals. Hear from RPD and the Ombudsman about fraud, elder abuse, risk for safety. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Oakmont of Reading on October 31st from noon to 1:30 p.m. at Reading City Hall. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Jean commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 8:19 in the morning. The Anderson VFW Post 9650 is going to host a Halloween carnival tonight from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Games, candy, and cookies along with a spook house. And then you can take your kids there. They can have a great time, and they don't get scared. I mean, well, yeah, you want them to get scared, but they're not on the streets. Hey, we're here with Renee Perez.
I can't wait to talk to Renee. Give him the floor.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Renee Perez is a movie director. Renee, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a movie director. I make specifically B-movies for the home video market. Horror movies mainly, so very apropos of you to have me on Halloween. And westerns, martial arts movies, things like that. So if you've gone to Walmart and Redbox or on iTunes, all those, every commercial vendor online, you've probably seen
Amazon Prime. You can get all of these. And tell us how you got on this. How did you get into this?
Well, in movies specifically, I got into because I started directing music videos for a band that I was in. I'm also a musician. And when I saw that the technology in the mid-2000s started getting good enough to where you can make movies that look reasonably good. Before that, it used to look like VCR.
Yeah. Yeah.
Camcorders. And when I saw that the technology was there, I thought I might have an aptitude for it. I'd always written comic books and drawn comic books. So movies was just the ultimate, you know, artistic goal of mine, because it has music in it and has visual and audio, both things that I specialize in the arts. So I just gave it my all.
Well, so. I tell you what, when you get a chance to look at one of Renee's movies, you're going to see the photography in it is as good as anything you're going to see. And not only that, but you also do the music. And the editing, is that correct?
Yeah, I pretty much do everything except for the sound. I have a sound designer named Guthrie Lowe who lives in Los Angeles, and he does all the footsteps and dialogue editing and the machine gun sounds or whatever the movie has in it. And I do everything else. So basically I'm a crew of one. Sadly, I wish that wasn't the case. But I pretty much do everything, just my actors and I.
And then your market is not just the United States. This is international.
Yeah, my movies get released in Europe, Asia, and North America.
Okay. Now, when you say B-movies, you know, people, you know, automatically go, oh, B-movies. Well, these are the ones that you'll see on the big, you know, you'll see it on TV and every place, just like you said.
Yeah,
I mean, there's directors, and you have you bring in professional actors from all over the place for this.
Yeah. Well, B movies is just a classification.
Yeah,
I think there's a negative connotation that I don't.
But a lot
worry
of westerns,
about.
Specifically, are B movies that became popular.
Yeah. Even some of the best ones in the world were B movies. So.
Yeah,
it's just a classification due to budget.
Yeah, it usually means it's the budget restraints, not the quality of it.
No, quality is always down to the artistic integrity of the people involved, the actors, the director, the writers. Those are the ones who can make something good artistically. Money, of course, makes things easier, and it affects the spectacle of something, but... artistically, you can always do something good no matter what you have at hand, if you have a talent for it.
And you have a talent for it. And like you said, the technology today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done it yet. I've seen a number of your movies, by the way, but drones. I don't know if you've brought the drones into it yet.
Yeah, we've had drones every now and then on some movies when we can afford it.
Yeah, I mean, you can get that, you know, mm-hmm. that, that vision of so many things happening. And what
you're shooting on location up in this area.
I shoot everything in this area, yeah. I like to come home after work. I have filmed in other countries, in the Dominican Republic when I first started, before I moved to Reading. I lived there and I made two movies, two kung fu movies. That's what got me into the commercial world. And just recently I was in Spain for a couple of days filming part of a Western movie that comes out next month in November. On DVD, so if you go to Walmart or wherever, you'll see one of my movies called Once Upon a Time in Deadwood. And I filmed, 25 days here in Reading and 2 days in Spain.
Okay. Now, in Spain, though, you were at a pretty famous area, though, right?
I was in a location where they used to film a lot of older B movies in the 60s. And I was filming in the same exact place where they filmed a very famous movie called Once Upon a Time in the West with Charles Bronson and Henry Fonda. And we were there exactly 50 years later filming our silly action movie. And to me, that was very special because this is what I'm into. So to me, that was a historical place in my movie director mind.
Well, it is because that was Sergio Leone.
Yes,
Sergio Leone. And did the, that made Clint Eastwood famous.
Yes.
And then he did this, Once Upon a Time in the West, was going to be his classic. I mean, this wasn't, a 90-minute movie. He had like you said, Henry Fonda, Charles Bronson. This was kind of his kind of, his blockbuster.
Yeah.
And it was, if you haven't seen it, it's a good movie. I mean,
it's a great movie.
Yeah. So you, I guess that, that would be great. You're there 50 years after they were filming, and you're filming your Western there.
Yeah, and oddly enough, I don't know if this will ever come up, but I used an actor who is basically the reincarnation of Charles Bronson.
Oh, it's going to come up.
Yeah. So it was very strange. Very strange for the tourists who were coming by because a lot of these sites are still tourist attractions in Spain. So tourists were coming in, which I assume were fans of those movies. Sure. That's why they're there. So they were really weirded out because
to look at this.
Let's talk a little bit about this guy.
Charles Bronson, 50 years later.
Yeah, because he's in a number of your movies, and his name is?
Robert Bronzi.
And he's from?
He's from Hungary.
Hungary.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But when you look at him, he looks like Charles Bronson. I mean, the face, the stature, the way he moves. I mean, you look at it and you'll go, well, Charles Bronson? I thought he's been dead for like, 10 years or 20 years.
Yeah. 16 years, actually.
16 years.
Well, and he's old. I mean,
yeah, he'd be 100 now. Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
I mean, it's a very strange thing. I've never seen anything in nature like this. So the fact that someone was completely reincarnated to look like a movie star that I admired, that I could hire is.
And take back to film in a spot by 50 years later, that's kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Something
a story there.
I'll never forget. Yeah. But if anyone is listening, if you look at a movie he and I did called Death Kiss, the new one's called Once Upon a Time in Deadwood, you'll see that Carl is not exaggerating. This is an absolute clone of an older movie star.
I know what I'm watching tonight. I'm going.
I've gone on and I had a Rene Perez movie watch one night. And I think I watched like 3 or 4 of your movies, and the editing, the music is great. The camera work is really, really good. It is. But I can just if I had $1 million laying around, I'd love to give it to you.
Oh,
and just say, do something with the million here, because I know that your other ones are, are less than that.
Oh, they're nothing. I don't make any. I don't pretend about it. All of my movies that I make are $50,000 movies. So there is no setting for that in the Producers Guild or the Directors Guild. Lowest budget movies that they recognize are $250,000 movies, and mine are well below. So the fact that I have movies that my movies get commercially released is a huge, you know, I'm doing what is what would be like a student film thesis budget, and I'm making commercial movies out of them. So that's
the and they're released internationally and they're popular.
Yeah,
I want to talk a little bit more about the location though, because this has been an issue in Shasta County for some time.
I can see why already. I can tell you why.
Well, but well,
let's wait till after the break.
Okay.
Then.
All right.
Because I'd like to get into that. Is the fact is
there's great possibilities.
Yeah.
Oh, there's huge possibilities.
All right. Let's take a quick break. It's 8:29 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week. Home Helpers. Sharon Clark started her business over 15 years ago. She just has the finest people working for her. All the people have been through training, background checks, DMV checks, all of it. She'll come to your house and she'll work out a plan that works for you. And totally, you know what? I totally trust Sharon Clark and what she does with people.
One of the things you should do is take one of Sharon's cards and put it in your papers. So that when something happens to you, your family knows who to get a hold of to take care of what needs to happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Renee Perez.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
My name is Mike Gutierrez. I'm a 40-year resident in Shasta County, and I served honorably and proudly in the United States Marine Corps from 1967 to 70 with a tour in Vietnam. My experiences and lessons that I learned in the Marine Corps continue to benefit me even today. Semper Fi.
Shasta Regional Medical Center thanks you for your service and your sacrifice. United in care.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading and a great place to go find. You know what? It's not too early.
Fun.
Not too
stuff.
Early for
Think
Christmas.
About Christmas.
8:34 in the morning. Gosh, what is it, 42 degrees out there right now? Something like that. Going to go up to 76 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Trish and I are here with Renee Perez, a movie director, international movie director, by the way, who's had films released in Europe, Asia, and, of course, North America. He does three films a year, and he's basing out of, well, he lives in Shasta County, and he's basing out of here, and what was the question you were asking?
Well, I was interested in the locations because this has been a topic of conversation in Shasta County that this would be a great location to make films.
It is, absolutely.
But there are problems, and one, not the least of which is the lack of cooperation from the people that you need to make these things happen.
Well, the people are great. Sometimes I get to film on someone's property or something like that. All the private citizens are great, but the bureaucracy of it is all very difficult. Something that it's hard for me to deal with as a low budget movie, and something that big budget movies wouldn't tolerate dealing with. So that is the problem.
Renee, is it something that they could be educated to do, or just not enough money to go there?
I'm not sure what the problem is on the bureaucrat side, but I think with me there's a little resistance because I make horror movies, and they might politically feel that they should have a provincial attitude towards how they are bringing movies in here. So that might be the the lack of interest with me, but I bring a lot of money into this community because I don't ask for money from anyone. I get paid by producers who are mainly in Germany and also in Hollywood. So I'm just bringing money in here. I'm not bringing in millions and millions of dollars for every movie, obviously. Very little, but it's still one of the citizens is bringing money in as opposed to taking money out.
And if a little more cooperation, more money. Because if you get a chance to look at Renee's films, is that you'll see the Sundial Bridge in there.
Oh, yeah.
Sundial's in there. You film around French Gulch. You film everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. Burney Falls. I've been to the top of Mount Lassen filming. But it's not with any of the cooperation from the officials who would be in charge of that
stuff. There's a movie, or not a movie, I guess it would be a film commission here in Shasta County. Do you ever get a chance to work with them?
I used to. There used to be a film commissioner named Chad New, who was very good, but he's not there anymore. He was there when I first moved here,
mm-hmm.
And that helped me decide, yeah, this will be a great place, a great base to make movies on the regular. But he's been gone for a couple of years now, and I haven't
had the same cooperation.
Haven't had an opportunity to create that dialogue with a new member.
Right. And I'm pretty straightforward. I don't I'm not able to ingratiate myself to people. I just tell them, this is what I'm doing. These are the things that I need. This is the cooperation that I need. And that's it. I have my own funding. I take care of everything myself. But
when you say you need cooperation, it's not like you need, I need five police cars. I need this and this and this.
Sometimes movies do ask for those things.
Yeah.
I have not.
Right.
But I think I did once many years ago, and it was the mayor of Anderson, who was very cooperative. I think she's been the only public official who was ever helpful. But everyone else, I think it's just the subject matter. I mean, I don't know. Maybe people we're in a small town. This is what I consider a small town, and maybe they think that people who make horror movies are weird or something. I don't know what.
I think that if public awareness, if more of the people were aware in the community that this was a possibility that we could do movies here and bring this forward, maybe they could entice the public officials to be a little more cooperative.
Maybe. I mean, they do have the office here, and they do make attempts to go to Hollywood and bring people up here, but they're not you know, I've brought Hollywood here once before, and after 2 days of dealing with the Mount Lassen Rangers, they just left.
Park Service is historically
Yeah, everyone on
difficult.
The movie
federal,
was fired.
Federal agency.
There was a lot of actors around here that were so happy to be in a movie. It was a Danny Trejo movie. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Oh, we know who. Yeah. I know who Danny Trejo is.
He's like really ugly Mexican
he's,
dude.
He's been in so many
he's
movies.
Like a gangster.
Well, he's been in prison before, and but he has completely redone his life.
He's a great guy.
He's been in so many movies. Yeah.
Well, one of his movies, I was chosen to direct one of his movies, mm-hmm. and we were to film up in Mount Lassen, and after 2 days of the producers having to deal with that, they said, "We're leaving. We're out of here." And which unfortunately meant I had to go to LA to finish making the movie. But, that's just the type of thing Hollywood won't tolerate. They're all business. And they don't tolerate any kind of, small town politics.
Well, you know, Linda, and we'll just say this is Linda's been in a couple of your movies and she has come home and, after being on set and she extols the virtues of you. And people will come to her, you know, in the second movie saying, "Well, what about this? What about this?" She says, "Just listen to him because Renee knows what he's doing and how he wants us to look." And the thing about this, Linda's been on a lot of movie sets. And so and the fact is that you take a number of shot, or I don't know what you call them, but, you know, a number of places where the camera is so mm-hmm. you get the right vision that you've had. But a lot of times she says he's just one time and he knows what he wants and everything's set up. And I mean, she's been very, very appreciative of your efforts.
Well, that's very kind of her, because she's been in the business a lot and she knows. And it just comes with experience. Just by doing it so much, sometimes I know when I've got the perfect shot, we've got it, we move on.
Mm-hmm.
That comes when you do it, just so much repetition, I think.
Yeah.
I think we've got because we've got a lot of production up here, a lot of theater with the Riverfront Playhouse mm-hmm. and the Cascade and the thing. There is a pool of talent.
Yeah.
That you can draw from for your movies.
Oh yeah,
I've used
several of their actors over the years, and they're all great. I mean, artistic talent is something that you could find anywhere, and it doesn't have anything to do with Hollywood. Hollywood, as a matter of fact, is a complete antithesis of Hollywood, of artistry, because in Hollywood you excel by being a politician. You excel by your sales skills and your negotiation skills. Artists are kind of made fun of. You know, people ask me, "Why don't you go to Hollywood?" I don't want to go to Hollywood. I've never gone there, and I never will go there. I had to film a movie there once a few years ago because we got, you know, fed up with some of the stuff up here. But down there, it's just ambitious people. It doesn't have nothing to do with their artistic ability. You can find the greatest actor that no one's ever heard of because when people put their energy towards being good at their talent, they don't put too much energy into their networking. So networking experts go to Hollywood. Acting professionals who want to hone their craft go to theaters, and they do put on theater plays.
You know, a lot of times you'll see big name actors in films. They call them indies, where they can come in and kind of reach or kind of spread out their abilities. You know, they're not packaged into these big, you know, quote blockbusters.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually play parts that they want to play, and yet, you know, those many times never make it into a theatrical release either.
Most of the time they don't.
Yeah.
Most of everything that we get now in theaters are sequels, prequels, remakes, or based on a previous property because nothing that goes into theaters, because of the piracy, no one will say it, but because of the piracy, you lose such a big chunk of your paying customers that they can only afford to put in huge blockbusters in the theaters.
Well, you talk about pirating. when I was overseas, they were selling them for like 50 cents. But what they would do is they'd go to a movie theater, literally, mm-hmm. with a recorder, yeah. and they'd record the movie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you'd be seeing people in it and all this. And, I mean, but now with the advent of the Internet and how good people are hacking into things, they steal billions of dollars.
Yeah, they do.
Well, you can sit there on your TV and watch a movie and hit record and record the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah. The piracy is a huge problem. That's why you don't get movies that take risks anymore. Mm-hmm. You get only homogenized, marketed movies that have a marketing plan. They're not based at all on how good they are. They used to be what I call the golden age was the 70s and 80s of what I call the golden age of movies. And in that time, you know, the Hollywood producers would be the same as they are now. They'd be chomping on their cigars saying, we need to make money. How, let's make this thing as good as we can so we can make money. Now they chomping on the same cigars and saying, we need to make money. How are we going to market this thing?
Yeah.
So the emphasis on making something good quality is no longer in the equation at all, because what they can do in marketing is give the presentation that everyone loves the movie just by putting announcements on Facebook and, oh, this movie's loved by this. And there's so much that they could do to trick the public that they don't even attempt to make.
Yeah, the reviewers.
And with everybody now having a political opinion, that plays into it as well.
Of course, yeah.
And then the movies are now the whole thing.
Instead of entertainment, they are ways to identify yourself. So if you can go see, for example, there's a lot of really good Marvel movies, but if you go see a movie like Black Panther, everyone takes pictures with their iPhones. Look, I came to see Black Panther. They're projecting all of their how virtuous they are for going to see this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a very good movie. I'm a comic book fan, and it was lame. The character Black Panther was better in some of the other movies. It was actually one of the worst ones, but it was the most profitable movie because it was a movement of show how virtuous you are by showing that you've gone to see this movie. That was their marketing plan. So while the movie had no value, no one can even tell you what it's about anymore 2 minutes after watching it, it was a crusade, a marketing crusade. And, of course, it became the biggest movie of the year because their marketing was doing a really good job, but their writers and directors were not doing a very good job.
We got to take a break here. I know also a lot of times you'll see reviews and it'll say, oh, the greatest movie ever, and it's got somebody's name underneath it. Well, you don't know who this person is. You know, they could be a blogger, or they could be at a small paper in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's true.
But here it goes, all these reviews.
Now
so
you can almost guarantee that they were paid shills.
Oh, well, you know, and I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Trish and I are here with Renee Perez, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'm going tomorrow at 11 o'clock to get trimmed.
Promising that, Carl, and I'm just saying that you really need to take it seriously.
Well, no, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'll be down there, so if you all want to come in and watch me getting a haircut, feel free to do that. Man's Last Stronghold. Call him. Give him a call. Make an appointment like I did. Hey, we'll be right back with Renee Perez and movie making in Shasta County.
Amazing party? Sit back and relax. Mingle and have a few cocktails. Exclusive private VIP space. Plan your VIP event with us. Call Group Sales and reserve the lounge today. 530-339-7454. Choose from a variety of options, each offering a personal touch. Customized to suit your needs. Up to 40 guests. Starting at $250. Experience the lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Details at windriver.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 244th birthday, Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino and Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information. The 244th United States Marine Corps birthday.
Hoorah!
The Baffle and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Baffle and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, 8:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. It's getting cold. It's 39 degrees still, or 40. I guess it's 40 now. You probably want, if you're having any problems at all with your heating system, you want to give Alliance Heated and Air a call. Voted best in North State, over 25 years in business, a veteran-owned business. I can't think of a better place for you to go to have somebody work on your systems than Alliance Heat and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Trish and I are here with Renee Perez, who is a film producer who does, or a director, I should say, that does three films a year. He bases out of here at Shasta County, and he films around here. He uses local. He uses some local actors, but you also have actors from New York, Los Angeles coming up here, yeah. Also working with you. He describes it as B movies being because of the budget for movies.
Certainly not the content.
Certainly not the content or when you see the movie. You would say, well, gosh, I mean, this looks just like a multi-million-dollar,
very kind of you.
Well, no, I mean, as far as the editing and the camera work and this, Yeah, I mean, when you've got a small budget, you can only do so much stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you are getting ready to make another movie that's going to be a little bit different.
I'm going to make a movie that's different in the content. It'll be the same type of production, but it'll be specifically a conservative-themed movie, which is something that is not usually allowed. But I'm doing it without a Hollywood producer. And it's something I've been wanting to do for a while, because there is no conservative view content coming from anywhere.
You're absolutely right.
I think Hollywood allows Christian films, but Christian films only speak to the choir. They don't really.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood usually gets superheroes properties or big IPs, intellectual properties, and then they twist them into tools of propaganda. And that's basically what they are now. But there is no conservative view movies. So mine will be one of the few, if not the only one, to have a world release. Usually my movies have world release unless they block it somehow. This one will be the same as all my previous 26 movies I think I've made so far. So all of those have had big commercial releases. I'm assuming the same for this next one.
Well, now, Renee, we were talking during the break, and you said, well, I'm not working with Hollywood producers. Now, obviously,
I usually do. Most of the time I do.
Yeah, usually you do.
But on this one, I'm not because it's
a conservative movie.
But here's the part I love. He says, because my movies make money, they accept my insolence.
Well, it's the only reason that I'm hired, because no one cares about my artistic abilities. The people who hire me don't care. They know that it makes the camera work look nice, which gives it a good production value. Mm-hmm. But like I said, they're only interested in the fact that I can make these movies so cheap, because they usually, you know, spend $500,000 on a movie or $1 million, and those may or may not make a profit. They hire me when they're, you know, everyone's, I've had a bad year, I need a home run. So they call me, and my little humble little movie makes money in the first quarter.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason that I'm so gainfully employed. But I don't do the things that they ask a lot of the times.
And can you say what you said in the break about?
Well, sure. You know, Hollywood movies, like I said earlier, you survive and you hire yourself in the hierarchy by being a team player. You forward the agenda. And I don't do any of those things. There's an anti-white male sentiment for all movies now. And I don't take part in that. There is the female empowerment angle that they claim is female empowerment, but really what it is projecting women to only have a worth when they act like men. So you see all the females doing the roles of Rambo or the Terminator. I think the new Terminator now.
New Terminator, yeah.
And very unattractive.
It's very unattractive, and it doesn't showcase the virtue of a woman. And her worth that she has, her unique position that she has in nature. And it just reduces her to male behavioral tropes, actually. So you see the woman, you know, chomping on her cigar and kicking a guy in the head while she holds her shotgun. Those are not things that are for women. There can be. You can always have a mama bear.
Annie Oakley, if you will.
Yeah. But it's not the real reality of how people are. So those are the things I don't take part in, and I'm relegated to B-movies because of that.
Well, okay, now we've got like 2 minutes left. And so this movie you're going to do is about?
Well, it's basically about a whistleblower who is going to expose everything that happens. So a little bit of what we talked about, but in more detail. And she has to hire Charles Bronson to to protect her as this happens, because I'm having it in the story that she is a high official at a telecommunications company. And she's not going to survive if Charles Bronson doesn't save her while she is explaining all of these things. So it's just a whistleblower kind of movie, but it exposes a lot of the things that
happen. In your last movie that Linda was in, you really took Hollywood on that
Yes, I did.
And just from watching, you know, or looking at the dialogue and all this about how Hollywood makes things palatable that, you know, and it's a concerted effort to make things.
Oh, it is a concerted effort. Absolutely.
To make things palatable that weren't before.
Degeneracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, degeneracy in making people go against their nature, against things that would be helpful to them is what they do.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of your films, but, boy, I'm going to correct that real soon.
I tell you. Renee Perez, Shasta County citizen who makes three profitable movies a year.
With world release.
With world release. Huge. And you're getting your first theatrical release.
Yeah, the first movie I did with Linda is called Cry Havoc. Very scary movie for Halloween.
It is.
And it should be having a theatrical release, is what I'm told. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it will be the case.
All right, got to run. Renee, thanks so much for coming in here today,
Thank
buddy.
You for having
Pleasure.
Me.
And thanks for what you do for Shasta County, and we want to kind of expand this, too. Everybody, hey, tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa will join us, Congressman LaMalfa, and I'd like to get his take on what's happening in the House of Representatives.
Nothing.
Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
I'll be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.